Speakers at this year's event addressed a range of topics that ran the gamut from global warming and anti-militarism to women's rights and campaign finance reform. But an unscientific sampling of participants' reasons for attending the gathering confirmed that the influence of money on elections is at the top of the list of things that progressives believe need to be changed. Kevin Kuhl of WAPACA was attending his fifth BobFest.
Everything comes back to how we fund the elections, you know, how we run them and how we spend so much money on them and how people are influenced. Everybody here obviously pays a lot of attention, but so many people don't pay very much attention, and it comes down to what they see in the ads on TV, I'm afraid.
If Kuhl was looking for a solution to this problem, he may have gotten one from former Louisiana Governor Buddy Romer. Romer laid out a public financing plan for elections at BobFest that he hopes progressives will help him champion.
If you agree to set a $100 limit and to get money from your district that you're representing, then we, the taxpayers, would put up match you 4-1. And we would have the kind of elections where people would run. We don't need two parties, we need 20. We don't need one ideas, we need 15. We need more people involved. It can be done.
But Romer acknowledged that such a plan won't work unless the Supreme Court ruling allowing corporations to spend unlimited amounts on elections is overturned. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.